So the MS Mile in Berkhamsted has been a huge success. I'm here with Asa. What brings you to the walk today? Why are you doing it?
Because my mum has MS.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about that.
I don't know much about it. I know that it like affects her hands. And she gets tired quite quickly.
How does it affect you day to day, the fact that your mum's got MS?
Because she doesn't have it very bad, she can still do a lot of the things, like she can still help me with my homework, and she gets tired like really quickly and can shout sometimes.
All mums do that, to be fair. And the fact that you've obviously been here today, does that mean that perhaps you're going to do a bit more for the MS Centre, maybe do some volunteering as well as you get older?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. So I'm here with Ali, post-walk, face of the walk once again. We've had a brilliant time and we completed it.
Yeah, and we avoided the puddles on the towpath and it was amazing. No, I would say that it was a challenge, but I did it and I'm so pleased I did.
You know what the great thing for me was, obviously I walked around the whole route with you guys and we got to a point where we thought we'd finished and it was like, oh no, you've got to go a bit further up there. But you did it as well, kind of without stopping. I mean,
no.
I was expecting maybe you have to sit down for 5 or 10 minutes.
No. I stop now, but yes, I know what you mean. And when I'm on my own, I do generally stop and sit down for 5 or 10 minutes. But you know what? I managed to do it, and that's the main thing.
And it's really interesting as well. We're joined by Nikki on our little walk. He's one of the senior physios at the Chilterns MS Centre. Really interesting to hear you talk about MS and how physiotherapy can help people.
Yeah, so we try and keep people as active as possible. So MS slows you down, can make you very tired, there's terrible fatigue that people get. So we're just trying to teach people that actually keeping up their activity levels as much as they can, sensibly, like Ali was just saying, you do a little bit of exercise, have a rest, build up your energy levels again and carry on. So you have to pace yourself to make sure you don't overexert yourself, because that can be exhausting.
And is it challenging from a physiotherapist point of view? Because you were saying that MS can be quite a unique thing for each person. There's not kind of like a set list of things which will happen to you when you've got MS. Is it challenging for you to be able to treat it?
It is something one has to really think about when you first come into treating people with MS, because it's not something you can't do a treatment plan and follow a protocol. You have to ask the person exactly what their problems are. Everybody's unique. MS affects everybody so differently. So you have to really work with the patient or person, member as we call them at the centre, and make sure that they get what they need out of the treatment that we give them, and then encourage them to take that further outside the centre so they do more activity wherever they are, Pilates, swimming, Tai Chi, whatever they want to do, whatever they can do on their own.
And just finally, for people perhaps who are listening who have MS and perhaps haven't visited the Chilterns MS Centre before and they're thinking, well, actually, this might be something which might be beneficial to me. How do they go about coming to see you guys?
We take referrals from neurologists, GP, or the MS nurses. The MS nurses we work very closely with. So any professional that wants to refer in, then we can take a referral from. And then basically they come for an assessment, then the assessor decides what part of this centre will help them. If it's physio, then they come to physio and then they have a more physical assessment from that point. Or they might go to OT or speech and language, whatever it is that they need to. Or we might refer them to Bucks Wheelchair Service, something like that, some other service that they may need. And we just try and treat the whole person and the family. We've got people there to help with carers and family members too, so that if the whole family, everybody's affected by MS in a family, so we try and help everyone.